Blog Talk Radio. Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, you guys, thank you. Royalty, royalty, royalty to all. I forgot to let your panic did that in. That was a song by Brother Panic. That was like when shit really hit the fan, you know what I mean? Like, I think it was 2020, COVID had just hit. I think it was like COVID had just hit and like the world was shooken up. And I was like, you know, hey, that's like, COVID, I think, was like a springboard to let everyone know that this is it. Well, Michael Jackson say, this is it, you know. So royalty, royalty, royalty to everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of, what is this, Motivational Classroom. Well, this is really an extension to a podcast that I did earlier today. I had to cut it short, although I wanted to come and finish it today. My sister Myra, Black Magic 363, I got it right, Black Magic 363, all of the references is going to be in the show notes, guys. Sister Myra was talking about cosmic updates, cosmic alignment, and everything that's going on, you know, in the world today. So we're going to pick up where we left off in the last podcast. Again, go back and listen to the podcast done right before this one. Motivational Classroom, and that's part one. This is part two. Go ahead. This is part two, the conclusion. I'm going to also include Brother Panic's occult lectures, guys. Go to YouTube, type in occult lectures, check out his content. I will also put a link to his channel in the show notes. I mean, when I first got on this spiritual journey, it's always been within me, in us, right? But, you know, it comes a point of remembering. You know what I mean? And Brother Panic, Bobby Hemmett, was like one of the first two. and C. Freeman L. I think he was even alive still then. Deborah Blair, all of them were still alive. Shout out to the ancestors. Shout out to all of them greats, you know, that came before us, that lit the way. You know what I mean? Gratitude to the ancestors. Yeah, guys, let's go ahead and just jump right into it. Again, my references will be included within the show notes by the end of the podcast, guys. Join me every weekend, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central. All right. This is a Saturday night, so y'all chilling with me on a Saturday night. So let's get it.
Now, a sacrifice and struggle. That's just how energy unfolds through a negative and positive polarity. Pain, no gain, but you have to complete one half, and then you'll see the equal response in equal measure. Wherever you have sacrificed and struggled is only a prelude to what is about to blossom in opposite return, in spiritual reward, and spiritual empowerment. It's time to step up to a new rulership out of the abuse of power to a humanitarian empowerment. And before that can happen, we have to be cleansed and purged of false values that we have been programmed to believe is real in this physical illusion. And that is Virgo's job, to cleanse and purify us of those false values so we can heal in our wisdom and make our ascension to a higher purpose that we've been mastering. And everyone has something to bring to the table in that mastery and contribution. That is the importance of understanding that you don't blend energy, that you have to harmonize energy, because everybody has a unique purpose to bring to the table in contribution to the whole. And it's about being holistic. That's going to step us up. We got to step up and see things now holistically. That means both sides of the coin. And a lot of the past presentations, you know, I've gotten some feedback in how some people have felt, what can I say, they felt upset about some of the things that I've talked about when it came to things like homosexual, interracial relationships. I want to use this premise to help you see how things are seen differently when you start seeing things holistic. You can't just look at one side of the coin and then, you know, take offense of that. We have, everything is about the balance of opposites. And one of the ultimate balances is from the personal level to the collective level. The individual, the physical to the spiritual, the individual to the collective half of operation. That means on the personal half, you have the right to choose to love who you love. I have family members that fit those types of relationships, and I love them unconditionally. It is not my job to sit in judgment. It's not our job to sit in judgment of anyone, because we all have things that someone else might see and have fault with in us. So we can't sit around here judging each other. That is not for us to do. That's not our role to do. That's between each individual and their spirit. But you have a personal right to love who you love. I love my family, no matter what type of relationship they want to be in. I love them unconditionally. But because I love them unconditionally, personally, it doesn't give me the right to enforce that for everyone else to feel the way I feel collectively. There's a difference between personal and collective. They're opposites, but they have together. They have to work in harmony. They have to work in balance. So I have the individual right to make my personal choice and decisions. However, I have to be able to harmonize collectively with others who may not hold that same personal value. We all have to do that for each other. So it's a difference. If you're looking at things holistically, you have to see coin what's personal versus what works collectively versus what works for you individually and personally. It's all about the balance. We're the individual vessels. And right now, there's an evolution. There's an expansion of this creative process. That means we're all able to bring our unique purposes to the table. I have gay clients, gay family members, you know, interracial couples in my family, and I'm not judging them for that. So you can stop calling me homophobic. When I do that, I'm describing the personal half versus the collective. When we go into the collective half, then we're going to follow the systems. Dang, I don't know why that's flashing like that. The systems. Now we're going to deal in the collective. Now it's going to be about what works for a larger purpose. And then we'll get into spiritual principles. That means there's formulas for spiritual energy, for activating spiritual energy. And that works through yin and yang. The balance of opposites is the ultimate formula in the creative process. What is nature? What is natural? We're going to do collectively in the cycle of natural. What's natural? What's nature? When it comes to the creative process. I don't know why the light is blinking. I'm not seeing it blinking here, but it is what it is. And that's what we have to do now. We have to start accepting what is, is. We've had a chance to now decide what values, what creative purpose we want to contribute, we want to bring to the table, and include it in this evolution and expansion of this creative process. And at the same way that we're getting an expansion of the degradation of the physical half of the operation, at the simultaneous, you got to know, at the same rate you see one in declining is the same rate the opposite is rising. So what I've been told, and I did get permission to speak this, is that I think the last time I was talking about the degenerate cycle, and that started with the interracial homosexual pedophilia, bestiality, and necrophilia. That was the degenerate cycle. And some people were upset that, why would she put homosexuality on a degenerate cycle? I didn't put anything on anything. All I am is a reporter for the cosmos. I just report energy, vibrations, and how they operate. So it wasn't me who did that. I just reported that. But what I've been told is that those first two are being taken off of the degenerate cycle or being taken to another level, because I do believe we're in the time of Sodom and Gomorrah, but I think it was misrepresented when it came to, or things have expanded past, the interracial and the homosexual start of that cycle. We're dealing more with the transgender situation. And it's not so much about interracial as to, because we got just as many black devils now as we do white ones, okay? They have joined allegiance in abusing their power over those that are, they can most victimize. Because the second criteria, like I told you, as qualifying for a royal ruler, is you have to prove you will not abuse your power, the abuse of power, that is the ultimate sin, the abuse of power. You see, it says here, I wrote something down about the abuse of power. It says here, we are all contributing to the rectification and harmonization of our contribution to the expansion of a holistic creative endeavor, as the degenerate half is expanding its operations, so will be reflected in the regenerate half. It was revealed to me that this expanded creative kingdom, the degenerate cycle, will now begin with the dark interracial agenda that others, they have come together in the sake of our restricted personal rights and freedoms, as well as the transgender agenda that is causing major issues when it comes to our children being wounded, are being indoctrinated into this result, as well as erasing gender qualifications, so that we got a disadvantage, you know, where you got biological men competing against biological women. What you got to see is that everything has taken an expansive, there's an expansive agenda, and the attack is on Big Mama, Mama Universe, especially when it comes to all this gender thing, because one of the things that has been expressed in this identity when it comes to gender is we can't even describe the word woman anymore. Can't even deal with the word woman which means the womb of man, which is Big Mama, the womb, woman. So during the creative process, what my spirit said to me is anything anti-life is anti-Christ. Anti-life is anti-Christ. And Mama represents the fertility and the fruitfulness of our creative powers, our the fruitfulness, the creative fruitfulness and the blossoming of the creative process. And anything that goes against that is anti-Christ. So not being able to say the word woman is trying to eliminate the womb of man from the creative process and turn everything into a system of artificiality, because it's all about control and taking away your personal rights, your personal freedoms, your personal choices. And these fractions have come together to do that. And they're using this banner of, we're protecting the victims. And in the whole pot of victims, we have them, they're protecting the black people, the gay people, the illegal aliens, the anyone that they can use banner as a victim in the pretense of protecting them. For that protection, it's for an agenda that is where they create the problem in order to resolve the problem by taking away the rights and the freedoms of the people and making choices and decisions and hiding around that banner of we're doing this to protect victims. Well, number one, you're not supposed to be identifying yourself as a victim. This is the programming, the logic and reason that is being used to forward an agenda that we can't even describe the repercussions it will have for us. But we don't have to worry about that. We really don't. That is why they're doing so much to distract us and keep us in doubts, fears, and guilt, because they want us looking outside rather than inside, because that's where we will connect to the powers we have universally. All of us get our blessings through Jupiter, the great beneficent, Sagittarius, the planetary ruler of Sagittarius. Jupiter is a very optimistic energy. Whatever it touches brings in abundance. It's the great beneficent. That means we have to be up there to tap into those blessings, as well as getting in partnership with your spirit through Libra, which is the sign of peace. So once we have partnered with our spirit, we have to sit back at peace and secure. In partnership with our spirit, as well as tapping into the highest vibration of that Jupiter energy to gain our blessings. So that means we have to be, and in order to do that, we have to be secure. We have to be secure in that power from within. We have to be secure in a larger universal power that has our best interest at stake. The reason we have such the ability to be secure about that is because we have spiritual ancestors that are on the front line helping to guide that energy from the universe personally in our benefit, proving to us that we have connection, or we got spirits that are connected to who we are personally so that can make those, that it can guide that energy to us personally. That's the spirit realm, Father's domain. But we also have ancient ancestors that we can also channel from. We are the physical vessels on ground zero, ground level, now having access to all that highest royal energy of the universe. But we got to know that. That's the Aquarian age. Now we got to not just know that, we got to walk in that knowing. We got to walk in the authority of that world. But in order to do that, we have to look larger than what we're looking. We're too literal in our perspective. So you have to go beyond the personal to a higher connotation of the energy and how it's affecting the world, and then bring it back to how it's affecting you in the same way personally. That is how we are able to identify as that individual vessel and how we're being influenced by energy that is also influencing, making the connection from the individual to the collective. Having a better perspective of how to operate in an individual role in support of a larger collective universal royal agenda. But if we're seeing ourselves as victims, prone dark winter, food shortage, war, looking at people shooting up public places, these are all constantly put in our face daily now to keep us focused in the fears. And if we're in our fears regarding these things, then we're not secure in how we step up and have a role in overcoming that level of participation to a higher agenda. Some of you may have heard me say this before. There was, I always talk about the cartoon episode, Homer Simpson, and where he finds a monkey claw, and he has three wishes. Man, I don't like that flashing light, but I don't know what to do to stop it because I don't see anything flashing here. But anyway, finds a monkey claw, and he has three wishes. And the last wish, he wishes for a bologna sandwich. Everybody said, well, why would he waste his wish on a bologna sandwich? And what I keep telling people is that when we wish for money, a house, a car, a job, those are now bologna sandwiches because we're stepping up in the cosmos. And now we have to step up to higher values. That includes prosperity, peace of mind, security, protection, harmony, joy. These are higher universal values. And if a house, a car, money, part of it will come with it. But we've got our wish list too low. We've been programmed to have our wish list too low. We're stepping up, and now we have to step up in the things that are of value to where we're headed. And those are higher things, you know, in order to step up to this universal purpose. So we gotta start looking more conceptual. We have to have a bigger perspective. We have to look bigger than what we've been literally programmed through logic and reason, doubts, fears, and guilt to believe is real. When it's not real. What is real is within. The key to the universe is balance. There's always an opposite reflection. You got to know that. You got to know that as you look at what's falling on this end, that the opposite is happening from the spiritual end. And it's not until you see both of those sides of the coin do you understand the full picture. If you're not looking at the full picture, you're only seeing the illusion. So what we're seeing falling now, you believe, especially when it comes to the royal demise of this system that has become corrupted. There's been a 70-year rule of ultimate corruption. It has reached its maximum. It can't go any further. And when we reach the maximum, that is when you complete that half, and the other half is now being activated. And that's the significance of the Virgo as we cleanse and purge, and sitting right next to Leo, royalty, rulership, as we're seeing that cleansed and purged from the physical half of the operation and open up to the wisdom, now we can ascend and step up and begin to fulfill our higher purpose in harmony and synchronicity with a universal purpose. And that is where we're at in this whole scheme of things. I hope I wasn't too fragmented in trying to put all these pieces together, but it's really so much, you know, I want to try to impart. And sometimes I know I will jump around a little bit, but I guess that's why it's good to go ahead and ask questions so it can focus me where, you know, you guys need more understanding.
You gave us exactly what we needed, the message we exactly needed tonight.
Beautiful.
I was zoned out listening. Your message went deep into my subconscious. It passed the conscious and went into the subconscious.
Oh, and it comes from a Virgo. That's it.
Yeah. But you know what you said Pisces.
Yes.
The sign of the subconscious. What's the sign of the conscious mind?
Gemini.
Wow.
Gemini is the sign of the conscious mind. Its opposite sign is Sagittarius. They get a, you know, I used to do the symbolisms of the Super Bowl, and they get a, one of the rituals they did in the Super Bowl was Prince on the stage shaped like a penis. And, you know, and it was symbolic of the Prince of Power, Gemini, now resurrecting, because they pulled down the screen at the end of the, and they showed his silhouette as he used this guitar to represent resurrection. So the individual Prince of Power, Gemini, resurrecting into a star, or Sagittarius. The last fire sign, the ultimate sun of power, Jupiter energy. So, Gemini, Sagittarius, that axis of energy. The conscious mind, where you dissect pieces of information and understanding, it has to do with the air element, and that's the conscious mind. And then Pisces, the subconscious. Both of them are on the mutable cross. The mutable cross is, like I said, the cardinal cross activates a royal level of energy. The fixed cross will set it into motion. And the mutable cross will adapt this whole new reality to a whole new level in the universe. Those are the magical components because you're dealing with the three steps. You're dealing with Gemini, the third sign, Virgo, the sixth sign, Sagittarius, the ninth sign, and Pisces, the 12th sign. So those are the magical, especially Pisces, ultimate magic. And we're actually really experiencing Pisces energy because you always fulfill through the opposite. So being in Virgo, you know, is the fulfillment of Pisces. When you get into Pisces, it's the fulfillment of Virgo. So, that's the conscious mind, Gemini and Pisces is the subconscious. Subconscious, mama's domain, internal, antiquity, hidden. Anytime you're dealing with anything hidden, magical, and ancient, that's mama's domain. Father, we're dealing with the visible. We're dealing with the external, and we're dealing with spiritual. We're always dealing with the spiritual, the air element. We're dealing with, you know, our spiritual destiny, our spiritual purposes, how we think. This is what the Father is doing. He's trying to create a righteous collective mindset. He is the one as set, an ancient form of the Father, that cut a star, Sagittarius, down into the 14 cycles of time in order to mature, to think righteously. Because like I said, the only sin is the abuse of power. Sagittarius being the last fire sign, Jupiter energy was the sun most prone to abuse its power. So Father, this air, righteous thinking, cuts the sun down into 14 cycles of time to mature and how to use that power righteously before he could be fully endowed. Because that cycle we're looking at, when we went from Virgo up and ascend into Libra. When we ascend into Libra, that's where we can get into a partnership with our own spirit. That's the sign of partnership. It's an air sign. Air always deals with spirit. Planetary rule is Venus, Earth. So a partnership between the spirit and the physical. And then all twin souls get into partnership with their spirit through Libra. Then they come together and bond as twin souls. Once you have gotten in partnership with your spirit, now you bond with others in partnership with their spirit as twin souls. That's Scorpio. Scorpio is the sign of bonding. When you leave Libra, you go into Scorpio, where you now bond. So that is what will activate the transformation. Scorpio is the sign of transformation. The death of the old, rebirth of the new at a higher level. Old has to go in order for the new to blossom. In the Tarot deck, it's the 13th major arcana card as the death card. Death and rebirth. Scorpio. So bomb in Scorpio and activate the transformation, what the Mayans call the great crossover. It crosses you over into Sagittarius, where you step up to the abundance and the fulfillment of your collective powers through Sagittarius. Sagittarius, as the ultimate sun, as he comes to the abundance of his power, he then comes into balance with Capricorn at the winter solstice, the ultimate daughter of character, the princess, the high priestess. And as so the ultimate son of power now comes into balance with daughter character, or the princess of the royal family. And that's the culmination and the fulfillment, you see, where the opposite sign of Sagittarius is Gemini, the father, the heir, and the opposite of Capricorn is Cancer, the mom. So we got the ultimate son and daughter balanced at the highest level, and then at the bottom level, we have the father and the mama coming into balance so that we have the full scope of balance. And like I said, when that balance occurs, we get the equinox, which is in Aries and Libra, or Mars and Venus, and that is the yin and the yang. And it's when they become equal that you have the equinox equal, that's when creation occurs. That's when you get that full spiral, that full 360 spiral, holistic. We got to step up holistic to continue those holistic spirals. Each spiral we complete takes us to a new level in this holistic process. You have to complete. And the first spiral is the one with your own spirit. So you being Virgo, that means your spiritual energy is Pisces. So you would balance with your opposite, spirit and physical opposite. So you're the physical vessel subconscious, our ancient memory, you know, our Akashic records, where we reconnect to the powers of our ancestors. People should already know that their gifts already starting to open up. Things are starting to prove to you that you do have spiritual powers that are ready to blossom. You just got to step up. You got to know that, but like I said, not just know it. You got to be able to walk in the knowing of that power. That's the Aquarius and Leo. You have to know your power in order to activate it. If you don't know it, you don't have it. This day. So, like I said, use my phrase, amortize. You can't fix it. Once you know who you are, you know, that is why you have to be secure from the internal. Be secure from within in your knowing of who you are. Now it's time for us to walk in the authority of that royalty. It's our responsibility to step up. You know, this is about Daughter Earth. You know, so healing Daughter Earth, you see. But we're getting help from Mama Universe and Father Spirit. Those are our true universal parents. We have been usurped from our connection to them through the Father of Illusion, the Ma of Tricks, the Matrix, and the Ma of Terror, materialism. Okay, so now we're getting divine intervention. It's one reason they wanted to keep us out of the sun for the last 3 years, separated. They know exactly what time it is. And they're doing everything they can to keep us from stepping up to that. What I had to say about not sitting in judgment of one another is very significant in this process, because that is what they're using. That's the tool they're using against us, divide and conquer. That has always been their tool. So what they're doing is fanning the flames of, you know, we're going to give favoritism to the black people, you know, so the white people get mad. We're going to give favoritism to the straight people, so the gays will get mad. We're going to give favoritism, you know, they're showing favoritism to each group in order to enslave the group, another group, you see. But the opposite of that in the spiritual domain is about the not blending energy, learning how to harmonize energy. Everybody's bringing a unique flavor to this new creative rulership. So we don't sit in judgment of one another. We learn to harmonize with each other. Like I always do with the hand, you know you have your little finger, your ring finger, your middle finger, index, your thumb, your back of your hand, your palm, your nails. All these are unique components that come together to make a hand. Everybody has a unique role and contribution to the whole, the one and all in one. It's time to harmonize energy, not blend energy. We can't all blend into one mindset about what's right or what's wrong, okay? Everybody has their own unique right to what it is that they personally choose, you know, as their reality. So it's not for us to sit in judgment of that. It's for us, you know, to harmonize, you know, in our energy at a higher level. We're all bringing. That's another reason Aquarius. Aquarius is the sign of uniqueness. So everybody has a unique purpose. So that's between each individual and their spirit, and how high they can tap into that universal royal energy if it's based in righteousness. Judgment is reserved only for the offense of an abuse of power. And the more innocent the victim, the more egregious the sin. Remember that, you guys. Judgment is reserved only for the offense of an abuse of power. And the more innocent the victim, the more egregious the sin. The universe is identifying new rulers, but that doesn't mean everyone else is being left out of the process. Mm-hmm. It's just a humanitarian rulership that is opening up that is going to vibrate the real trickle-down theory.
Mm.
Because it's evolutionary process, it's going to take everything up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You know, as we get a new higher rulership, it's going to evolve the energy vibration, so everybody has to come up to a new level in their vibration based on the spiritual principles of righteousness. That is what the universe is based on, the principles of righteousness. Daughter Earth has been off conformity. Now she's getting back in conformity with the larger universal principles of righteousness. The only thing that's going to be in judgment is those that are abusing their power, especially over those who are of the most innocent, you know. And right now, that's what's happening when it comes to the children. The children are the most victimized at this time. And the governments and the systems that be appear to be powerless to stop that. But that's when Big Mama comes to the table. That is what Mama means. I will take care of your needs when it gets beyond your capability. That is what the energy of Mama means, okay? When it gets too big for you, just like when you were a child, a baby, your mama took care of your needs beyond your capability. Now we're stepping up to a cosmic mama who's ready to do the same thing, take care of our needs beyond our capability. And the systems of the powers that have been has become so corrupted. They have, you know, I can't even go into the horrendous things that they're doing, especially to the children. And we're not just talking physical abuse, we're talking mental, especially mental. The educational system has been corrupted for the last 50 years. It has been planting its seed of corruption in our children. And that is why it's reached its maximum, because they are the most innocent of victims, and it's reached the stage where this corruption is now attacking the most innocent, which are the children. You know, they're giving surgery to these children behind the parents' back through the school systems. And evidence of these children now growing up and expressing the regret,
yeah,
of what has been done to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting out of hand. You know, now they've gotten it, the last, now they're saying, if you don't call a person by the right pronoun, they can now bring legal actions against you. This is ludicrous. This is getting ludicrous. But because they get the majority to conform,
mm-hmm,
to compromise, then they use that as a tool against those who don't want to. That's why I said we got to stop judging one another. Everybody has a personal right to make the choices that they believe is right for them, you know, without, you know, being badgered and alienated and, you know, losing your job, you know, because you're not comfortable with a choice. Other people that may be comfortable with it, you know, has to see it doesn't make it right because you're comfortable with it to hold that against somebody who is not seeing that as something that is their choice to do. But that's what they're doing. They're fanning that type of flame now, turning us against each other in a divide and conquer method, you know. Just because that's not for me doesn't mean I have to judge it as wrong for everybody and vice versa.
Right.
So you got.
Are you a low-income American on food stamps or Medicaid? If so, you are now eligible to receive a free brand new smartphone with 25 gigabytes of free high-speed data.
You got to understand, that's why that piece about the judgment had to come into play, you know, because new rules are opening up because, you know, in this whole process, new realities have come to the table, and in the universe is about righteousness, and if you're in righteousness, you know, then that does not disqualify you, you know, from harmonizing with those who, you know, we all have to, like a hand, work together in our differences. If we all blended into one aspect, we all became thumbs, how much will we get done here? That is not what this is about, feasible. But they're using the logic and reason of a conscious reality to try to program you into believing that they can define what's right and what's wrong. I mean, okay, they had essential businesses versus non-essential business. So what kind of virus understands the difference? Shut down the small business, shut down the gyms, anything personal for you, but keep open the grocery stores, corporate stores. So that means the virus knows the difference between when you're going to a big store versus you're going to a personal business, right? That doesn't make sense at all. You know, if it doesn't make sense, somebody's lying to you. So there is no one who can sit up in judgment of that and decide, you know, willy-nilly who gets to participate and who doesn't have to. And that's the kind of system you're going to get for what they're trying to push on us.
Wow.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
We all, on the physical half, have a personal right to our choices and our love and our, you know, what it is we define is right for us in our personal reality. And then that has to come together in harmony as a collective universal, a collective purpose. As long as you're doing what you're doing in righteousness, as long as it's not going against and abusing, you know, anyone else's rights, you know, then you have a right to bring that to the table as inclusive in a new creative reality that's opening up. So they had to step up their agenda and give us things that are, you know, beyond rational to accept as a method of seeing how willing we are to compromise ourselves based on the fears that they've been perpetuating, which is only really part of an illusion. It's not real. Most of the stuff you're seeing in the news is scripted. Scripted. Just get your focus, your attention, because that's how we energize. And it doesn't matter if you love it or hate it. Just the fact that you're focusing, you're energizing, and that's all they want. But we have, we don't even know if the queen has really passed away. I'm going to tell you what was given to me. And you guys heard it before. It's no shock that these are the shapeshifters.
Mm.
And then she hasn't been able to hold her form anymore.
Mm.
So they had to take her out of commission.
Mm.
She couldn't hold her form. They were showing, I just saw a video where they were showing people shape-shifting, and they were focusing on the eyes and how the eyes were going into slits. And she was one of them that they had focus group. She was one of them that they showed that was losing her grip on not shape-shifting. And I think that's what really is why they had to take her out of commission, because she couldn't hold that form.
Man,
a lot of them are not anymore.
This has been a powerful life. Powerful life. Oh, man. The lights is blinking. I mean,
no, I don't understand. I don't see anything here.
Your energy.
I guess so. That's crazy.
Energy is off the hook.
But it's kind of distracting, though. I stopped looking.
The people appreciate it. The people like, yo. The people appreciate it. Wow. Before we get out of here, Sister Marva, tell the people about how can they contact you for readings? I know you do readings. Are you still doing them, right?
Honey, my schedule is always out to November of next year, okay?
Oh, yeah, November, okay.
November of next year. Like I said, you can, questions, you can text me. If you want an appointment,
if they're willing to wait that long.
Yeah, they are. But if they don't do it now, if they want one, they may never get one, okay? So I'll be working for now until at least November of next year so far. Yes, mainly, my videos and my book. I got to order some more books, so I'm getting low on that. But like I said, text message is the best way to connect with me, and then, you can let me know what you're dealing with, and I can see if I can help you through that method. But what I'm trying to tell people is the questions that they're asking me are the questions they should be now asking their own spirit. The only thing that I do is give them a message from their spirit. When I do a consultation, they can do that for themselves, you see. Because that's all we need to be doing right now. Everybody say, what do we need to do? Just get into that relationship with your own spirit. You've done your half. Now it's time to let your spirit do its half. It's the one that's responsible for giving you the understanding of how to step up to this next level that we're stepping up to. It's your spirit's responsibility. That is why we're all on a unique journey. Mm-hmm. And only your spirit is the one who can give you guidance, who has guided you through all these lifetimes. And this is where you get training in order to understand the method of communication between you and your spirit. This is how you get to practice. Put it out there. Spirit, here's my question. And then have your antennas up, so your spirit can show you how it responds. And then it'll continue, to give you each piece and guidance until you catch on. Oh, that's how my spirit does it. You're going to have a special, unique language between you and your spirit, and it wants to train you on that. So a lot of the questions people are coming to me are the very questions that they need to put out to their spirit to answer so that it can give them that guidance and the practice on how it is communicating with them. Give your spirit its chance now. You've had your half. Now let your spirit show you its half. The only thing you need to do is get in balance with your spirit.
Excellent. I'm definitely super high right now. And you're definitely right when you say you're going to have a
all of
language with the spirit. That's something that you got to understand, and you have to just continue to grow.
Yeah.
Every year I develop my language spirit more and more, and I understand you know, sometimes you wish somebody else to understand it, but then you realize that it's just meant for you.
Absolutely.
And you accept it. Yeah.
And that's how the spirit can really get through to you. It can really, you know, even when I do readings, okay, it's a message from your own spirit. And there come a point, and I say, your spirit will usually validate that. And usually it does come to a point where, you know, I'm vibing, I'm channeling, I'm putting the information together, I'm coming to a point, and all of a sudden here shows a card that doesn't fit the context of what I'm picking up. I'm like, I don't know what this is really about. And then they'll say it. They'll say, oh, yeah, you know, like a house shows up. Oh, yeah, I had a dream about a house last night. Or we just moved into my grandma's house. So this is how spirit proves it's not my message. It's, you know, your spirit's message. I'm just the messenger. I call myself the reporter for the cosmos. I'm not responsible for the message. Like I told you, when I started worrying about giving people the right message, when I first started reading cards, my spirit said, it's not you, so just read the cards, okay? And that was a liberation for me. I'm not responsible for the message. I'm just responsible for delivering the message. I'm an excellent message deliverer, but it's not my message. So don't get mad at me. Don't get upset with me. You know, I'm just reporting. I'm an energy master. I study energy. And I'm just here. I have a Gemini moon. Wherever the Gemini is at is where you channel. You got Gemini somewhere in your chart. And that's where you're going to most be prone to channel. So I channel. The moon represents the closest planetary body of water representing mama and how she feels. So I channel from the moon or how mama feels and then communicate it, Gemini is the sign of communication, to the world. That is my role. That's all I'm here to serve in that role. Hold me responsible for the message, just, you know, but you can do that for yourself. Okay? You can do that. Your spirit is waiting to give you that. While they're on one end, waving their arms and distracting you to get your focus, your spirit's doing the same thing on the other end, you know? And we're too, I know the masculine is not going to like it, but it's time out for the books and research and all of that. Right now, you know everything you need to know. Now it's time to utilize what you know. Walk in that knowing. That comes from within. That's when your spirit begins to give you the walk of what you know, where it bears the fruit for that, where it gives you the demonstration. Now is the time to practice in getting from your spirit as to the power you have from the universe, from within. There's coming a time very, very soon when spirit says move, and we're not going to have the luxury of second-guessing it. So now is the time to practice that communication with your spirit. People come to me, I'm only giving them a message from their spirit. They can do that. And it's time for them to do that. And that is who is teaching how to understand or how to know or what it is that you need to know about how your spirit is guiding you to step up to a new level. And that's what we're doing, stepping up to a new level.
What is your number that they can text you at? I'm going to put it in the chat.
Area code 336-965-0180. That's 336-965-0180.
Yeah, and your message is so on point, Sister Myra. I remember along my journey, there was a time in my journey when I was addicted to reading. I was like, I'm reading books on meditation, and it was like, I'd rather read the book than do the actual meditation.
Yes.
And one day it hit me, I was like, what are you meditating? And I'm just sitting there like, I'm just sitting there reading the book, and I'm like, you know, just meditate. Because I'm like, yo, I got to perfect it. I kept saying, I got to perfect it before. We caught in this thing of perfection. I got to perfect it before I do it. I got to perfect it.
in the way. The conscious mind. Conscious mind cannot, you know, it's got its limitations. It's the air element. Air dissect. Cut down pieces of information for understanding, okay? So that is what your conscious mind does. We have to get to the subconscious, symbolism. That is where you're going to see numerology, astrology. You're going to, you know, you're going to see a combination of factors come together to represent the whole. So, yeah, you got to come out of the conscious mind. That's your enemy right now. We got to put a pin in what we know and now operate on what we feel within. And then as we put it in balance with what we've mastered on the knowing half, we got to put a pin in the know and then reactivate what we feel. And as we reactivate what we feel from our ancient memory, the subconscious, and put that in equal balance with the value we've given to what we know, that is when we balance our spirit, the mama's soul, in order to become whole, our holistic. That's the another level of evolution. Many, many levels. Individual, couple, family, community, state, nation, global, planetary, universal, star system. All these are the levels of balance that have to occur for us to continue to ascend in those spirals.
So I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Make sure you contact them. The wait is worth it. I love showing people this because it makes it reminds me of my journey. And when I think about my journey, it's been so pleasurable. Like I said, family, I collect these. Like people collect baseball cards and they say, I say, this is my reading. This is my real cassette tape. 5-5. That's a writing. Richard Astro, 5505. That's when I got this reading from Sister Myra, and I've been on this journey alongside family, and I'm thankful to be at this point in my journey. I'm thankful for people like Myra who has helped me along the journey, and I show y'all this to let y'all know that the queen has been doing this for a long time. The oracle has been doing this for a long time, and it's worth the wait. You know, sign up and just wait, and it comes before you know, and you'll be like, oh, my reading is next week or whatever.
Absolutely.
But again, this is my cassette tape, Sister Myra. I want to thank you for coming on the show again. I admire what you do for this world and for this universe.
Wonderful.
And shout out to King Simon in the chat room.
King Simon.
King Simon is there. Yeah. Anything else you want to tell the people before we get out of here, Sister Myra?
I'm going to repeat. Go beyond the personal to a higher connotation of the energy. Look how it's affecting worldwide. Then bring it back to seeing how it's affecting you the same way personally. That is how you make a connection to the individual energy and to how it's connected to the collective energy so that you can balance. The key is balance, everyone. Opposite reflections, equal balance and opposite reflections. You have to know that what one end is doing is being reflected in the opposite. In equal measure. So, you know, keep that in mind because that's how we step up and start operating as holistic beings, royal beings. We can't be literalized and have every fear about anything that could impact us, you know, in this physical illusion. It is an illusion. It's not real. What's real is internal. Cultivate it from within. Spirit moves inside out. Not outside in. Spirit needs a vessel just as much as the vessel needs the spirit. And it's equal, one higher or lower. It's all about the balance or the equality of balancing first with your own spirit and then climbing that spiral ladder to the highest levels that you can take that vibration, because as high as you can take it is as high as you'll draw it back in return. That's it. Love you, family.
Everybody's battery should be fully charged right now. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Sister Myra, thank you. This is Black Magic. We signing out. Peace.
Peace.
Peace, everyone. Welcome.
saw that thing so beautiful.
Dada.
She just hit my heart, oh.
Dada.
Full force, and she got me like.
Dada.
I be like.
Dada.
Baby.
Dada.
Why you so fine?
Enjoyed that as much as I did, you know. As Brother Rich said, all y'all batteries should be full by now. But yeah, man. I mean, that's it. Excuse me, y'all. My allergies are acting up tonight. but yeah, powerful. You know, I mean, I have nothing else to say. I have nothing else to add to that. Since Myra said it, you know. What I did, I posted it just recently, and what I'll end with this is, you know, there had been a time to where we always felt that we needed to have our defenses up, you know. We always felt that we needed to just, you know, be in fight mode. Many people call it survival, but I call it fight mode. You know, a lot of us are still in fight mode. But I think now the energy, and this is universal, right? I think now the energy that we're in, it's now safe to start to put down our defenses. You know what I mean? Some people say, you know, there's no need for protection and all this stuff, but you know what, when I hear a lot of people saying that, they're not from the hood, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of people who, you know, were born in the bougie areas, the neighborhoods, you know, they always not always, but sometimes they feel like, you know, look, I mean, there are different mindsets, you know what I'm saying? But if you from the trenches, you know, we always have our defenses up. Like, you know, you would be crazy not to have your team, you know, ready, you know what I'm saying, for war. But although, you know, this is a time really to where, you know, the energy is really truly on our side. Like, seriously. You know what I'm saying? I feel it. I have tested it multiple times. And really, I feel that this is genuinely that the universe is truly, you know, for us and on our side. You know, not that it was never for us, because everything is always working out for us. You know, even the things that may be the most uncomfortable, but we don't understand it, you know, in those moments, you know what I'm saying? But as we grow through, because we don't go through nothing, we grow through it, all right? So continue to grow, guys. I love you guys. Join me every weekend, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Central, here at Hands of the Word is Radio. I love you. Just gratitude. All right, guys, till next time.
And I'm WELOVE 108 FM.
No.